You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Cutton, Eureka Arcata, and Laurel Tree, and streaming on the web on over at KHUM.com. Right now, I am super pleased to have Kiana. It's Wiley?
Yes.
Okay. I always am nervous because there's a street in my hometown called Willy, and it's spelled the same way.
Yep. So many people get that confused.
And Ananda Leia is also in here. Yeah, that's a really cool... I like your name too, Ananda.
It's not technically a last name. We just chopped off my last name when I was younger, and so was left with the middle name, but it works.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Awesome. But you guys have a Mexican food feast, which is coming up, and it's going to benefit your trip to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a concert and a kind of small dinner/appetizer thing going on right before the concert. The concert starts at 8 at the Eagle House.
Okay, sweet. And what day is it again?
The 20th.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, the 20th.
Mm-hmm. And it's at 6:30?
It starts at 6:30. That's when we'll be opening and serving some food. It'll be going, our food will be served until 9, and then the concert begins at 8. Yeah.
Okay. And this is a yearly thing that the Laurel Tree students go to?
Not more so. I usually put on like a spaghetti feast or a Mexican feast or something like that to kind of host our talent in a way. There's not much talent this year though, which is sad. Just not
we
many
have
people
talent. We just don't have it.
We just don't like to show it.
So there's only gonna be a couple people doing some acts. Yeah. Okay, not a full out talent show.
Or it'll more so be just random kids at our school that show up that like to go on stage and everyone else showing up.
Ezra, who's actually one performer.
He's one of the major performers. Mm. Our kid at our school. He goes by DJ Urza with this concert. He's gonna be opening at 8.
Okay, and what kind of stuff does he do?
He's a DJ. He basically just takes songs and mixes them around, smashes them together, and voila.
So like a mashup or what I'm doing? Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so he kind of, it's interesting and makes people want to dance, so it's good.
All right, cool. And tell me about the other performers.
I don't know much about the other ones. The main performer, Jason, is a... Jason, yes. His name is Jason, so it's just like this kind of mix off his real name. But his daughter goes to our school, and that's how we got him. And
okay,
he's a reggae artist.
Okay, sweet.
Same and then thing with his partner in this, I guess, Lion D. I know he's from Italy. That's all I know about him.
All right, so there's going to be some reggae, a little bit of DJ mashup stuff, and some talent shows, and plus some Mexican tacos, too.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Awesome, sweet. And so then you're using the money from this year to go to Mexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to Mexico on May 31st to June 12th.
And where in Mexico are you guys going?
We're going to the Yucatan Peninsula, so like a little rural town, Valladolid, which is kind of near Cancun, sort of. And then also a little more touristy island, Isla Mujeres.
Right. And why is it important for you all to go there?
Well, the technical reason is that it's a continuation of our Spanish class and stuff, so that's our excuse to go. And then also, we want to, in our school, it's really important for us, or we think it's important for us, to develop travel skills and independence in that way. So it's kind of a way to manifest that.
How many students are going to go?
20, and along with 4 adults.
Yeah. I think it's 19 students and 4 adults.
Yeah.
Okay, are they all in the same grade or?
No, it's high schoolers.
Okay.
All high schoolers. They're and, good. Well, not all of our high schoolers, it's just 9 through 12.
Most how many them? How many students do you usually have in a grade in Laurel Tree?
Not many.
Well, usually our seniors, we only have like 4 or so graduating seniors. This year we actually have 10, which is a huge number for us.
It's really crazy.
So right now we have actually like 10 to 11. In each grade, so we only have 40 high schoolers at our school.
So it's whoever wanted to go on this trip is going to be going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And this fundraiser will help offset the cost for a lot of the students.
Yes, especially that.
Okay, awesome. And then people can come on out and they can enjoy some talent. Enjoy some tacos. Are you all going to be making the tacos?
Yes, my mother mainly is.
And then taking donations also from local restaurants
restaurants and anyone else that provides food, they can. We are going to probably have a kind of donation thing with like bake sales. I know that was put out in the beginning.
Okay, bake sale, but like rental contributions and stuff like that.
Right. Okay, so like, so there'll be dessert there too?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. So people should go ahead and bring money first to get in and then a little bit extra to donate for the food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much is the tickets?
It is a donation of $15 minimum.
Yeah, you can pay however much you want.
Yeah.
Past $15.
Just a minimum of $15, yeah. And that just requires for the show. That does not guarantee any food. So keep that in mind if you're going to want to, like, donate a huge amount. Then not have any way for food.
Okay. And students are $10 to get in?
Students are $10, yes. And then 12 and under is free.
Okay, so people who have families, this will be pretty easy for them to get into then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's students from any school. Many people were confused at first, being like, just students from our school. It's all students.
Okay. Yeah. How about college students? Do they still get in for 10?
Well, technically, they're legal adults. None of them really are legal adults yet.
All right, neat. Well, go support Laurel Tree's trip on over to Mexico. The Mexican food feast is going to be happening on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on over at the Eagle House over in Eureka, which is actually at 139 Second Street. Mm-hmm. If you need the address, you really can't miss it. And yeah, you have anything else you want to say? I mean, there's the Facebook event people can respond to. I'll post the interview in a bit.
Perfect.
So if people need refreshers.
Well, by the end of this, we'll be bathing in, like, sun in Mexico after the stress of the Mexican feast.
You know what we should do next year for your talent show? What? We should have an on-air talent show,
okay? That would be fun.
Yeah, we should have an on-air talent show leading up to it, because that would be great.
That would be great.
I think that would get us lots of attention.
Exactly.
Well, it would showcase all the talent going on over at Laurel Tree.
We're just filled to the brim with talent. Just no one shows it.
Is that why you decided to start the talent shows,
Kai? Yeah, I just think every school sometimes has like a talent, some kind of talent event, and we don't really have that since we're so small. And
some kind of displays.
Yeah. So we like to have some kind of display during the year where we can represent our school and talent.
Sounds lovely. Awesome. So Saturday, 6:30, Historic Eagle House in Eureka, a benefit for Laurel Tree's trip to Mexico. Gonna take a short break right about, well, actually, no, not a short break. I forgot I have this awesome song about all-you-can-eat tacos.
There we go.
So we'll do this.